When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, Ty Tuesday. Ty Law will join us at 9 on this morning's show. Reminder that tomorrow night is the third annual 24 Lanes event with Ty Law to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. That is happening at Apex in Marlboro. I think we have three lanes remaining. So if any of you would like to join us, we'd love to have you. Great food. Great bowling. It's kind of like a vodka event where some bowling breaks out every once in a while because of Ty Law and Corvus Vodka. So, Wiggy, you would back me up on that.
Yeah, right? All day long. He's ready to do some shots.
He's the host with the most, Law. So tomorrow night we're doing that at Apex. And if you want to get in last minute, put a group together, do some bowling, we would love to have you. Just go to thegreghillfoundation.org to get in on that. But Ty Law will join us at 9. On today's show. Before that, we will get to They Said It at 7 and to the news with Courtney at 7:45 this morning.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
All right, Chime, thank you. Your lead this morning.
Good morning, Greg. I thought that the New England Patriots on Sunday, their offense might have been the best I have seen in quite some time. Alex Van Pelt in particular, that was his best play calling game as the New England Patriots offensive coordinator. Andrew Callahan had the stat. He was basically 50-50 on run pass on first down, which I thought was great. It wasn't just a constant barrage of first and second down runs.
Keep guessing.
Yeah, exactly. He was actually leaning 54% pass on first down, which when you have Drake May and he was seeing the field as well as he was 99% of the game, like you let the kid make the plays, and that's exactly what they did. And then also going back and watching the tape, like some of the throws Drake was making in that game were ridiculous.
Well, it seems like an awful lot of those in the know are calling that the best game so far by Drake May.
I don't even think it's close. Okay. Like he was spectacular in that game on Sunday.
He was not using his feet as much. Mm-mm. Is that intentional or is that just situational?
So I am under the impression that it is intentional.
Okay.
I think post Tennessee, him and AVP probably and TC McCarty probably got together and was like, hey, running is great, but let's use it to our advantage. Yeah, and so what you've noticed now, too, is he starts to drift away from pressure, but instead of just talking and running, he's keeping his eyes downfield. Mark Sanchez mentioned it a couple times during the broadcast as well. He's keeping his eyes downfield, hoping that one of his guys frees up and that he can make a play down the field, throwing the football. And I think there was one play in particular, he hit Pat Douglas on just kind of a crossing route, but there was the Rams sent a ton of pressure from the left, and he just drifted right a little bit, waited waited as long as he could, took an absolutely massive hit, and hit Pop Douglas for a 28-yard gain. It was awesome. It was such a good play.
His best game as a starter in the NFL, would you say it was Gerard Mayo's worst game as a head coach?
Yes, and that's why you lost the football game. Like, this is a game, the way Drake May played, you should have won this football game. Mm. Instead, there were costly penalties at bad times by Vidarian Lowe and Jalen Polk, and you made scared coaching decisions as the head coach. Mm. And for me, that's why you lost the football game.
And your defense...
Your defense was terrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
Can I bring up one point where Drake May was trying to rush in for a touchdown and kind of led with his head and looked like he was going to get concussed again, though? Because that was another point when I was watching the game where I was like, this is another reason why they probably don't want him using his feet as much.
Yeah.
Because if he can't figure that out yet after already having one, maybe not concussion, whatever you want to call it.
That's who he is, though. He's not going to change. Because look at Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Allen plays this kind of... a similar style where some guys just don't, you know, they feel like they can make every play, and maybe
every play is like the last play of their life.
Maybe he'll learn a little bit, but he just seems like he's one of those guys when he runs, he doesn't really want to slide.
You're biased, but the turnovers don't bother you. I mean, I think he's had four in his, how many games has he played? Five. So
turnovers are a concern. But as you've noticed over the last few games, like, each game gets better. It's not better
when you're throwing the ball away in a 2-minute drive to win a football game.
No, but I mean, at the same time, he threw the ball where he thought Pop Douglas was going to be, and Pop Douglas should have just turned his head. And all Pop Douglas does.
You put
does,
that on Pop Douglas.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I actually tweeted it out yesterday.
He puts it on himself.
Yeah, which I think he tells us.
I mean,
accountability. I think that's a good thing as the NFL, like the quarterback of an NFL team. You should put it on you. Mac Jones would have thrown a teammate under the bus.
If Drake May has league average receivers, he's in the MVP conversation.
Mm. Yeah, you put him with Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, and he is lighting the world on fire.
Yeah. All right, Sean, great lead. We got to take a break. We will get to Curtis's lead and to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead all coming up next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.